Tanya Brown-Louis, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, you know, it's been in the news recently that the city of Wichita is implementing a new plan for the 2013 ozone season in an effort to reduce the impact on area ozone levels. First, what is ozone?
Well, when we start talking about ozone, a lot of people automatically think of the ozone that's high up above the ground in the ozone layer. And that is a protective layer that keeps the UV rays from the sun from hitting the earth and keeps us all from getting sunburned all the time. But when ozone is formed down low in the air we breathe, it can be harmful to our health. It harms our lungs. And so that's the ground level ozone is what we're concerned about.
What are the health risks?
When we breathe it in, it's harmful to our lungs and it fights the oxygen that we want to be using in our body. And so the folks that are most sensitive to ozone levels are young children, older adults, and then anyone with a compromised respiratory system, you know, asthma, emphysema, bronchitis, all of those things can be made worse with ozone. But really anybody that is healthy can feel the effects of ozone. That might be anything from a tight chest, a sore throat, just trouble catching your breath. And, you know, we really want to make sure that we send out our ozone alerts, or if you're a biker or a runner, to be really careful on those hot, windless days.
So what is the new plan?
The city of Wichita is going to forecast. Last year, they had a plan that just as soon as they started seeing a day was possibly going to be high in ozone, they reacted. But, you know, once you're already in the middle of a day, it's hard to change things to bring those ozone levels down. And so this year, we're going to try to forecast potentially high ozone days. And one of those days would look like hot, sunny, and windless. That's when the emissions that come out of our cars and our lawnmowers combine with that heat and sun and create ozone. So those hot, windless, sunny days, you know, these are the conditions that are just right for high ozone. Let's plan on changing things tomorrow or the next day in order to bring down our emissions to help possibly keep our ozone levels below the EPA standards.
And when you say try to change things, what do you mean?
Well, each department in the city is going to have a plan of what they're going to change depending on what their everyday operations are. If it's the grounds crews, they may delay mowing, or it could just be as simple as, you know, you have a meeting. Instead of going to the meeting and driving, you're just going to do a conference call or a virtual meeting. Putting off fueling up your vehicle for a day, the gas vapors that come off can also create ozone. So you just want to change just some little things, too.
Well, so you're talking about what the community can do as well.
Yes. The city of Wichita is going to do things. And then we're also going to put those ozone alerts out for folks to do things on their own as well. So, you know, the community could mow early in the morning or late in the evening when it's cool. And a lot of folks start talking about trip chaining, which means run out, do an errand, run home. And, oh, I forgot this. Run out, do an errand, come home. Really think ahead and make as short a trip as possible. Or think about, you know, do you really need to drive to your errand? You could walk or bike. Anything that reduces the amounts of energy that you use.
So you've said ozone alerts will be issued when high ozone days are expected. How will this work?
In the morning, we'll look at the next day. And if we think that the conditions are right for high ozone, we'll put out the alert. We'll email all the city departments. We'll get an alert put up on the message boards on the highway. And so everyone, when they're driving to work or home from work, if they see ozone alert tomorrow, they can start thinking about the things that they've got going on tomorrow. And then we'll let the media know. So you might find out in a news story or through the weather report. I think the meteorologists will add the information to what they're telling you about weather, too.
And Tanya, if Wichita exceeds ozone levels, what happens?
Well, we're going to try real hard not to exceed those ozone levels, but the EPA has a certain level that we're supposed to stay under. And if we go over those levels more than three times and our three-year average is too high, then we go what they call out of attainment, which just means that we didn't stay in our range of ozone, and they start adding regulations.
So it behooves us to stay under our ozone limits.
Yes, very much.
So how can residents track ozone levels?
Well, there are some great tools online that folks can go to and see real-time data about our ozone levels. If you go to the City of Wichita's webpage and click on the air quality page, we show our three monitors that we monitor ozone coming in to our community and leaving our community. And there's also a monitor smack in the middle of town at the Environmental Health Department. And we monitor that every day. There are also online tools on the EPA's website, AirNow, and EnviroFlash. And those online tools, they can even send you text alerts about ozone in your area.
Tanya Brown-Louis is an air quality specialist with the City of Wichita. Thank you so much, Tanya, for joining me during Morning Edition.
Thank you.